This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
My body clock is starting to adjust for my trip overseas as I had a chance to take all of you with me with my little slice of Ireland, what we call fill your heart with Ireland. And now back here on U.S. soil, it's interesting. Still the battle over the border continues to rage. When I was in the Emerald Isle, a lot of people asked me about that and how I felt about that as an American, what was happening on the southern border, because Ireland is a place that is based on walls, as they were always fighting off an enemy. And the bigger the walls, the more money you had, the more sway that you had, and the better to protect your family. And that's why there are so many ruins of castles and taller buildings and whatnot in Ireland. And I found that so fascinating, and their fascination with walls. And in fact, Derry, one of the cities that I spent some time in, known sadly for Bloody Sunday, if you remember what happened there, it's part of the U2's famous song, Bloody Sunday. I had a chance to spend some time in Derry, like I mentioned, and it's called the Walled City because of the separation of the factions with the walls there. So walls really, truly, I thought about this, and why I was asked that question seemingly a lot is because of the walls that had constantly been built in Ireland. So in the meantime, speaking of walls of a different sort, in D.C., like I said, the tug of war over immigration and those coming in illegally continues to remain high, thus people getting tossed out of the administration because of the president not being happy with what's being done over that. And also there is a Boeing that's raging and the conversation over what's going to happen with these jumbo jets and ultimately what that doing to air travel and what that's doing to some of the carriers of those jumbo jets, Southwest being one of them, as I'm headed to Austin this week to take the show and to speak, and they've had to change, rearrange, etc. flights, but there's nothing new on that front as to any kind of a deadline, something that's happening with fixing the problem, any kind of a clearing of Boeing. It's just kind of one of those sit and wait situations. Just like, there's a theme here, the Attorney General William Barr, who's got a team ready to review some controversial counterintelligence decisions made by the Justice Department and FBI in this probe over the Trump campaign in the summer of 2016. That's what's being reported, that they're going to look into what took place there as they were digging around and what the thought process was. So that indicates that he's looking into the allegations that, if this is true, that Republican lawmakers have been pursuing for more than a year, that the investigation into Donald Trump and possible collusion with Russia was tainted at the start because of bias, anti-Trump bias in the FBI and the Justice Department. If you remember, Barr told a House panel, and he said this on Tuesday, I'm reviewing the conduct of the investigation and trying to get my arms around all the aspects of the counterintelligence investigation that was conducted during the summer of 2016. So that inquiry, by the way, is separate. This is great. It's like you need, it's like five novels. It's an inquiry that's separate from that investigation by the JOD, the Inspector General, and so it's separate. The FBI isn't having any kind of a dance with this. They're not commenting on it. And Barr said he expects the Inspector General's work to be completed by May or by June. So that's what, so he's saying they're two separate things, and this is what they're looking into. And that issue came up where when he was testifying before a Democratic-controlled House Appropriations Subcommittee. And most of the questioning concerned demands for him to give them, give the lawmakers, Mueller's full report and the evidence behind it. So this is not going away. We're getting even more attention is going to be a big spotlight on this, heaped on this, because on Wednesday he goes before the Republican-led Senate counterpart. So Democrats on Tuesday, I'll have Democrats on Tuesday, and then Republicans on Wednesday. Isn't it interesting? And I guarantee the headlines will be much different from between Tuesday and Wednesday, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. You gotta really wrap your arms around the fact that there were 40 witnesses. There were demands for hundreds of thousands of Justice Department and FBI documents. So, I mean, they interviewed that many people. They went through that many documents. And so what's in that dossier? What's in there? And how did it, come to be what were ultimately the revelations or those that were pursued? How were those decisions made? So congressional Republicans and, of course, the president have said that officials improperly relied on that dossier to obtain a secret warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page, for example. They say at the start of that investigation, which the president always asserted was a witch hunt, and said that Mueller took over after Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey. And then there's that whole transition with Comey into Mueller. Wow. We have not gotten rid of Russia, Russia, Russia. How many times did I come on these airwaves and that's what led the charge? What was happening there? What were we going to see? Here's some of the rumors. Here's what I've heard's happening from somebody I know at the Pentagon, and it's not going away. I think it is going to be a little bit of what comes out in 2020, but what is that that's going to come out? Is there anything shocking or any kind of a new revelation that's just going to make our jaws all drop across the board? I don't think so. And, you know, it depends on the poll you look at, but Rasmussen says that the president's approval rating has jumped, and it's up to 53%. 53%. And that just came out on Tuesday, and then 45% disapproving of his performance in the White House. So that's his best showing in that poll since the early months of his presidency, and it's 5 percentage points higher than what it was just 1 week ago. Of course, there's the margin of error and all of that. And, you know, obviously, when you look and you analyze it, it's going to be party-based, a lot of that, because that's who we are in this country. We don't have that conversation and bridge the gap so much. It's very polarizing still. It's one or the other, or somewhere in between, and those around you trying to convince you to jump to their side of the table. That's why the independents are going to be so fascinating to watch in this upcoming election, right? By the way, Bernie Sanders says, hey, I'm going to release my tax returns on April 15th. I'm going to release 10 years of my tax returns. I'm a millionaire, and I'm proud to say it. I have no problem with it. And, of course, this is a counter move to what the Prez is doing. All right, we're taking you to Derry next. Here with me, Kate Delaney.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound, plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Bloody Sunday, new song, and I spent time in the city that they're singing about, and that would be Derry, Ireland. Dean Haggerty, who's now 70-something, works at the Museum of Free Derry opposite, just a few days ago. She was living in Canada when she heard that her younger brother, 17-year-old Kevin killed. She said she initially saw news reports that six gunmen and bombers had been shot. She said she sighed with relief. She didn't know any gunmen or bombers in her life. And the next morning, an aunt rang her up and told her Kevin is dead. He had been crawling away. He was hit. A bullet traveled up through his body. She's going to talk about that here as I had a chance to catch up with Jean. And she said she flew back on the Monday night after, and on the flight from Toronto to Prestwick, she said she was plotting how to avenge her brother's death. And she said in church the next day, she knelt forward, looked along the pew, and saw her father, said he was absolutely a beaten man, that he was never the same again. And she said, I thought no one should go through that. The sense of revenge did not leave her. So here is Jean Haggerty in my conversation with her.
And you mentioned about your brother being killed on Bloody Sunday. Tell me about your brother and his beliefs and what happened.
He was 17 years of age, as were five others. Five other boys were 17 years of age. And he was shot just across the street from where we are located here. He was crawling away to get away from the British Army. Once people were aware that they were actually shooting real bullets. The bullet entered him at the backside, travelled up through his body and exited here. So there's no doubt that it was. Of course, the news that the British put out that night was that they had killed one men and bombers, which was a complete fabrication. And it took us 40 odd years to get the British government to admit that. But they finally did. After a second inquiry into the events of Bloody Sunday, David Cameron made a famous apology in the House of Commons. And we're presently in the midst, we are not, because it's out of our hands at this point in time, it's in the hands of the authorities. So the prosecution service have done an investigation, and they are charging one soldier with murder. Murder of two people and the attempted murder of four others.
Wow. So when that day happened, how did that change your family?
Immeasurably. I mean, the family dynamic changed completely. My parents were different people in the aftermath.
And so now here you are, and you're a big part of what people are seeing about Bloody Sunday. And what does that mean to you to present that?
Well, it's really good to present to the world the atrocity that happened here on that day, the lie that the British told, the cover-up that they maintained that they shot gunmen and bombers, and for us to eventually be able to tell the story that that was a complete fabrication.
Yeah, and David Cameron, the apology, that had to lift some spirits, I would assume.
Oh, it did. It did. It was a tremendous day for the whole city. There was thousands of people in the Guildhall Square when he did that, and it was a huge cheer when he did. It was an amazing day.
What do you hope people take away who come here from America or other countries, or even Irish people who come through here?
To see that, you know, a state can do horrible things to its citizens.
Yeah.
Free Dairy was really chilling because you felt like you were just transported right back into that moment. And one of the things that we talked about with some of the other people that work for that museum, and I guess because sometimes they get visitors who say, listen, this is really just from one point of view. Shouldn't there be something else in here that talks about the other side of this? And she said, of course, pointedly, no. Why should there be that? There's plenty of that to go around. And one of the things that is emphasized at the museum, they have at the tail end of it, David Cameron with Parliament, in Parliament, after seeing all the information and apologizing for what happened that day. But, you know, again, apologizing doesn't bring back young lives. And it was just an awful, awful day. And in Derry, you can feel that there's definitely a heaviness somewhat to it. Although there's much more peace. There's the Peace Bridge, and there is the feeling of unification, I think, among the people of Derry, but there's still an area that was pounded in so many hundreds of years with different kinds of strife. And then, of course, Bloody Sunday in the 70s was just awful and really set off the people, as you can imagine, when that injustice happened to them. But the Cameron apology when he was the Prime Minister of England definitely, definitely went a very long way to help the people, I think, there start that process of recovering. I mean, there had been decades. And Derry is a town that was also known as Londonderry, and it's a city on the River Foyle, which I crossed over. It's really fascinating, in Northern Ireland. And it's known for the intact 17th century Derry walls that have seven gates. And within the walls, there's St. Columb's Cathedral that displays artifacts from the 1688 to 1689 siege of Derry. So like I said, there's lots of history there of war of different sorts and strife. And near the Peace Bridge, the Tower Museum has these incredible city views and huge stained glass windows on the red sandstone Guildhall. And I spent some time there. It was absolutely fascinating to see what Derry slash Londonderry was like, and to see those city walls and to see the Tower Museum and the Free Derry Corner and the Peace Bridge. And if you are going to Ireland, which, boy, I hope you put that on your bucket list, because it is worth a trip. If you go to Ireland.com, you can find out so much about it. But it would be worth a trip to Northern Ireland to get the real feel for other things that have happened in that country, and some of what it's like. Like I said, the feel of the Northern Irish, some of the Northern Irish population, and from the political sense, what they've been through. And, you know, if you think of Derry, you've also got, you know, the Protestant-Catholic strife. So you've got that there. And you have figures that are kind of split. You know, it's they say that it's 95% Protestant and 99% Catholic, which is so interesting because it's, like I said, it's split. And if you go and you see where they assemble in the Guildhall, very much they try that whole unification thing. And that's, again, the feel of what this new Derry is. But absolutely worth going to see what those districts are like in Northern Ireland, and to get the real feel for some of the atrocities that happened there and some of the beauty of the city of Derry. I really filled my heart with Ireland. Hope you do so, too. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump now says he won't reinstate a protocol to remove migrant children from their parents.
I'm the one that stopped it.
The Trump administration's policy of separating families have brought criticism from Republicans as well as Democrats, and promoted numerous lawsuits.
When you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. But President Obama had the law. We changed the law. And I think the press should accurately report it, but of course they won't.
Last June, President Trump signed an executive order ending the family separation policy that was originally announced by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions as a zero-tolerance policy almost exactly a year ago. It was a tough day on Wall Street. The Dow was down 190, the NASDAQ was down 44, and the S&P 500 down 17. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kettle noise. Boy, did that come in handy, especially right before my trip to Ireland. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I talked about Tahibo Tea Club and the fact that that's that pure Paul D'Arco bark of the tree of what I call the tree of life. And I have to tell you this story. One of the journalists that was on the trip with me, thanks to the Irish Tourism Board, was coughing up a lung the entire time. I thought, oh, no, I have protected myself. I don't want to get sick. And I mentioned, you know, the fact that I've really pumped myself full of the Tahibo tea, and that I felt it was helping me, helping my voice, etc. And guess what? I'm not sick. I didn't get any of the cough, any of the hacking up that she was doing, but there were some other people that did get it, so I feel really fortunate that I met this man. He's in our virtual green room. I'm not kidding. Milan Vukovic joins us. He is the man behind this product, the Tahibo Tea Club. Hey, Milan, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Kate, and you know, I have funny stories to tell, very similar to the one that you just mentioned. We have a lot of stewardesses that drink our tea because, of course, they're stuck in an aluminum can breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to get sick. And I'll get calls from people that have landed at an airport like Atlanta or Chicago or somewhere, and they'll say, I was on a plane and I was coughing. My stewardess said, as soon as you get off the plane, you have to call the Tahibo Tea Club and order their super tea. So I said, smart yeah. stewardess.
Yeah, and that's what I did, because first of all, I mean, I was feeling good in drinking it after you and I had those conversations, and that's why I talk about it, but I really saw the effect of it because of how I felt, and it was freezing cold at moments in Ireland, and we're walking on the burn, so there was absolutely, normally I would have lost my voice perhaps, or at least gotten a sore throat, and I probably would have been part of that hackers club, but yay, I wasn't. So that certainly is one of the benefits of Tahibo. What are some of the others?
Well, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So as a result, it never gets sick, never gets infected, and it never gets infested. The teas from this tree, therefore, naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, anti-infection, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system fight a number of things it normally has to contend with. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach problems. And fungus would be any fungus from a toenail fungus to candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is help regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Also, the tea tastes great, and it's affordable. All of our packaging is in one-pound packages, so it's similar to buying a one-pound bag of coffee. And 1 pound is $34.95 plus shipping. All orders ship immediately the same day, and they're delivered within 2 days. And each pound makes 300 8-ounce glasses of tea. So it's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if someone's fighting a life-threatening disease and they're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give oneself the opportunity for success. So the Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea can be purchased online at drinksupertea.com or by phone at 818-883-7222. So that's drinksupertea.com or on or by phone at 818-883-7222.
Yeah, and the packaging is great. I have it. In fact, we were just soaking some the other day now that I'm back. And one of the things that you and I talked about, and certainly there are a lot of men that are listening to the show, and something that's scary is prostate cancer. It sneaks up on way too many guys, and I hate when I hear that. I can remember a few years ago, Milan, when Joe Torre was talking to me about it. He was the former manager, iconic manager of the New York Yankees, and he was spreading the word about getting checked and how this was too much of a killer and all that stuff. And so certainly we know that once you get to a certain age, it's almost inevitable, too, that you could get prostate cancer, and you found that this is something that really helps.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's first of all, the tea is effective against all type of cancers, but we have just so many prostate cancer cases because it turns out that 80% of men who live to be 80 will have cancer. And so included with every order of our tea, we automatically include an informational booklet that talks about the many uses and benefits of the tea. And in the booklet, it says, give us a call to tell us about your case because it's the only way we can help more people.
Yeah.
Well, about a year ago, I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says he's calling to give me an update. I go, great. He says that 5 years ago, his PSA level was 1,200. So I'm thinking, I'm not understanding this guy's southern drawl because we've never had a customer with more than 500 PSA. So I say to him, you mean 120? He says, no, 1,200. He says, my PSA was so high, they didn't want to give me chemo. And you know they're going to give you chemo, whether they're going to help you or not, just to collect on the money. So he says, I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea, and not only am I alive still 5 years later, my PSA level is 1.25. So then about 6 months later, which was last October, I got a call from a man in Saskatchewan, Canada, and he says he's got prostate cancer. So I tell him the 1,200 PSA story. He says to me, that's nothing. My PSA level is 2,100. I go, oh, my God. I tell him he has to promise to call me back to let me know what happened. So just last week, I got an email from him, and in his email, he says, my initial PSA readings around the 1st of October were 2,100. On October 5th, I started taking the Tahibo tea. My December 20th PSA test dropped to 4.9. The January 24th PSA reading dropped again to 2.8. My last appointment was March 20th, and my PSA reading again dropped to 1.7. So in 6 months, his PSA dropped from 2100 to 1.7. And then another man from Phoenix called a couple of months ago, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago, but I have prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And he says, you told me to drink at least 8 glasses a day, or as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, he says, and I was drinking at least 1 gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more. He says, I was drinking so much of your tea, he says, that sometimes I'd be drinking and having to go pee at the same time. But I tell you what, he says, in 4 months, I don't have cancer anymore. So, anyhow, as I said, the tea is affordable. It's $34.95 plus shipping. And you can purchase Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pazzi Aqua Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or call 818-883-7222. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-883-7222.
Yolanda, it's worth mentioning this again, that to me, what's interesting about your story for anyone listening is the fact that you didn't do this for a living. You were doing something else until, and we know the story of your father and how this saved his life, and you really believe that, and that's what made you jump over to this and say, okay, I got to do this. What did you used to do before you started the Tahibo Tea Club?
Yeah, I used to be a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, and then I got frustrated with the poor quality of Pau D'Arco that's available in the Whole Foods, the health foods, the supermarkets. And I said, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. Here is something where you can get the absolute best quality in the world for $35. Each pound makes 300 cups. That's 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking it like water, that's 96 cents a day. I don't care what economic bracket somebody's in the United States. They can afford 96 cents a day to have the absolute best quality in the world to at least give themselves an opportunity for success. So that's how I started the Tahibo Tea Club. And we're the registered manufacturer of our tea, which means that we have it harvested for us in Brazil in the rainforest. We have it put on containers. The containers come here by cargo ship to the port of Los Angeles. And then from our warehouse here, we now ship to over 100 countries worldwide.
Wow. Love this story. Milan, thank you so much. Always fun to catch up with you. And, you know, we'll just keep telling everyone what we think of this tea because I've seen it myself. It really, truly is something. Anything that can help our health at that amount of money, I think, is a good thing. And since I've seen the benefit to myself, I truly am happy to sing the praises. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. And as he said, if you want more information on it, you know, check it out for yourself. You can just go to TahiboTeaClub.com. And the reason I asked Milan about what he did before is because here he was the stockbroker, and he was doing well. And he came from that Croatian work hard background. But then when his father got sick, he got thrown that curveball. And I know what that's like because I watched it with my mom. But I didn't know anything about the tea. I don't know if it was too late, it would have helped her or whatever, but I'm telling you, I would have done anything to try to throw something else into the mix. And that's what happened with him. And I think that's fascinating that he made that career switch because of what happened with his dad, who was failing and had colon cancer and, you know, was doing the whole thing with chemo and everything else, but it wasn't looking good for him. So when it was suggested to him by somebody, hey, this stuff is really good, it works, it could help, and then it helped his dad, that's what really turned him into a true believer. And that's when he decided, as he mentioned there, to take things into his own hands and make it more affordable and available. So go Milan. I love Tahibo Tea Club, absolutely. All right, coming up on this show, there's so much to talk about. What direction are we going to go in? That's why you got to hang around, because you never know who's coming up next. But like I said, we've got more coming your way on the flip side, as I am fond of espousing. See you there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It feels like a good time to go to the movies, doesn't it? The movies are the great escape if you can find a movie that you really like and want to see on the big screen. Because now with so much streaming, the competition for our attention when it comes to taking up an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever, is pretty intense, right? And you have to really want to do this. It's like here, I think now we are, it's what the Irish call, because I just came from there, house proud, that we want to hang at our house more than ever. And it used to be you just constantly, when you wanted a night out, you would, or consistently, you would go to a movie, movie and dinner and a movie, either way, reverse. But now, I think for Hollywood, they got to come up with compelling reasons to get us out of our house and wanting to go and see it on the big screen, because like I said, there's so many other offerings that are streaming and other ways to get movies, and then just waiting and then getting the movie and watching it on the small screen in your house later on. This might be a compelling reason. It is a familiar theme. We've seen this in a couple of different movies, the idea of all of a sudden you become a child again. It's kind of a fantasy comedy. That's what I would bill it as. It's an hour and 49 minutes long. Throw in the trailers and everything else that you go through when you go to a movie. And it's about this tech mogul who becomes young again, turns back into a 13-year-old version of herself. The night before a do-or-die meeting. Here's a little snippet of it.
Wake up!
Oh, hey, Jordan.
Hey, awake when I call.
But I don't know when you're going to call, so when would I sleep?
When I'm not calling. Am I being unreasonable? No.
No, it's not unreasonable at all.
Excuse me?
Taking the boss ladies on a warpath this morning.
Every morning.
No! Ding dong! Ding dong!
I really think I could help this company if you just gave me a chance.
Just concentrate on being my assistant.
Were you always mean?
I got big and I got rich. So now who's gonna check me, boo?
I wish you were my age. Can I check you, boo? I wish you were little.
I told you, watch it.
like Jesus.
How did you go from this to this?
You went to bed grown and then you woke up little. That's for white people, because black people don't have the time.
What? Child Protective Services, enroll this child in school or somebody is going to jail.
By somebody, do you mean...
Jordan, to everyone else, you're a child.
So you get the idea. The big movie on the big screen, the movie about a mogul turning, as I said, into a teen. Can you imagine? And we've seen this in four or five different movies. Freaky Friday was one of them, where you had Jodie Foster, and she went through that process. And then we saw it in Big with Tom Hanks. Regina Hall, who's very popular, is Jordan Sanders, the main character in this, and several other recognizable figures, you know, actors that you've seen. If you watch any tube or any movies, you would recognize them. And I think this movie is going to find its audience, and it's certainly gotten a lot of promo. And when they get that, that absolutely helps. We move from little to something completely different. And I've seen the first two of these. Hellboy.
On an island off the coast of Scotland, something was summoned from the depths of hell. Something that would end mankind.
Mr. Thing, you worried about the show up?
Oh, yes. You did.
We face every threat there is, and yet you take me in.
Hello, son.
You get that? All right, Hellboy... is David Harbour is Hellboy. Also, Ian McShane is Professor Broom in this. And Hellboy is based on the graphic novels by Mike Mignola. And it's the world of the supernatural and human. And it's battles of an ancient sorceress bent on revenge. And this is a long movie. Pack a lunch, 2 hours, 28 minutes. I saw the a couple of the Hellboys, and I actually really liked them. So I liked Hellboy 2. I liked Hellboy Blood and Iron, Sword of the Storms. Somehow I got pulled into this. I think my husband was watching them, but I liked the stories. The title, if you didn't know what Hellboy was, you'd be like, what's that about? But it's actually pretty interesting. All right, and our final flick is a movie called After.
I just wanna look.
Who is
Hello.
Martin Scott?
Call and text every day.
Mom's call if it's not a survival course.
It'll be fine.
Truth or dare?
Okay, truth.
Are you a virgin?
I'll do dare.
I dare you to make out with her.
I'm done playing this game.
Oh, I like this girl.
Deep question. Who is Harden Scott?
I think that it's better if we keep our distance.
So good.
Welcome to my favorite place.
Thought that you just wanted to be friends.
I don't think we can ever be just friends.
Okay, so you get the idea there. It's definitely a teen romantic kind of flick. It'll find that kind of audience. If you have a teenager in your house, you may be dropping them off, or grandkids, etc., that are that age. It is absolutely the young girl kind of movie. It's not getting great reviews. That's part of the reason why, I think, of all of the movies, Little, the comedy, probably does pretty well, and Hellboy, because there's a definite audience for those two kinds of movies. There are some big movies that are coming up as, you know, you get closer to May. You have the plethora of riches when it comes to Hollywood. They know when to release movies, and they know kids are getting out, and that is what really draws people to the movies. Kids, you know, getting them to the movies, the summertime, that kind of thing. And one of the big movies is going to be, and the anticipated movie, is Avengers Endgame. And that, my friends, is 3 hours and 2 minutes long. It is coming out on April 26th. So right in that in-between time, and you've got Tony Stark, who is in space with no food or water. Pepper Potts, you know, coming, sends a message to Pepper Potts. His oxygen supply is dwindling. And then how about the other Avengers? Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, Bruce Banner. They got to figure out a way to bring back their vanquished allies for an epic showdown, you know, to throw out evil. And the demigod who decimated the planet and the universe. So this is that continuation of what happened last time in the Avengers movies. And they're already saying that Endgame has sold twice as many advanced tickets as Aquaman, and that people are lining up to sell it all, you know, to get the tickets and be there for that first weekend to see it when it comes out. So there'll be some sort of resolution to the events of Infinity War, where half of the heroes disappeared into dust. And it may be the last film for some of those iconic characters. Who knows? We don't know. Because Endgame suggests not everybody's going to survive that, right? So we're getting closer to it, but the advanced ticket sales are pretty big. I mean, if you think Aquaman pulled in $67.9 million in its debut, Star Wars The Last Jedi took in $220 million, and then Avengers, the first one, The Infinity War, earned $257 million. So these are the kind of movies that not just kids, but I think other people are going to see, or they're going with kids or teenagers or whoever to go and watch. And especially if you were in any way, shape, or form somebody who watched these, you know, read these characters, paid attention to comics and their stories and news stories, and you've got, you know, Captain Marvel, the whole thing, the whole idea of it. So I love that the advanced ticket sales are brisk, because I'm predicting it could be the biggest blockbuster as far as all of them together combined in one that we've seen, period. Because, I mean, everyone and anyone is being called on, superhero-wise, to be a part of this movie. Thanks to all of you for going to the movies with us and for listening to this hour of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everyone.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.